to another episode of the LED Cast, brought to you by MesoPartner. MesoPartner is an international consultancy firm that generates and disseminates knowledge in the field of territorial development. For more information on this and other episodes, visit mesopartner.com and click on the LED Cast button. In today's episode, Frank Veltring interviews Dr. Goran Lindqvist on cluster development and experiences gained since 2003.
We are sitting here at the cluster launch at the TCI conference in central Finland. And next to me is sitting Goran Lindqvist. Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Lindqvist.
Hello.
Mr. Lindqvist is working at the Center for Strategy and Competitiveness at the Stockholm School of Economics. Mm-hmm. But not only that, you are also the co-author of the Cluster Initiative Green Book, which you published together with Orian Sölvel and Christian Kittels.
That's right.
And which was also published, I think, in 2003 in Gothenburg on a TCI conference.
That's right. That's when we launched it. So it was prepared for the Gothenburg TCI conference.
Yeah. Nice to have a chat with you here.
Thank
with
you.
The sunshine behind us. Mr. Lindqvist, this Green Book became very famous, somehow also a basic book for a lot of people who are dealing and working on clusters and cluster initiatives. Why had the Green Book so much success, and why is it still a quite important basic publication?
Yeah, it's interesting. Even today there is still a lot of interest in it, and there is we get a large number of downloads all the time for the Cluster Initiative Green Book. So I think it's still working. It's still a useful document. And one of the reasons why many people are interested in it is I think it's because we did two things. The first thing is that this was the first time really someone made a large-scale, broad mm-hmm. analysis of large numbers of cluster organizations, mm-hmm. cluster initiatives. Mm-hmm. So this was a way to systematically analyze cluster organizations. There has been a lot of analysis before, but typically it had been small-scale, single case or few case studies comparing a small number of cluster organizations. Mm-hmm. Now, for the first time, we did this very broadly in all geographic contexts, in all industries at the same time.
A summary of a lot of cases.
Exactly, and it gave a very good overview of the great variety there are in cluster organizations. And we also provided another framework for how to think about this. How do you describe these organizations in a systematic way? What is a good framework? What are the different types of parameters that you need to describe? And we summarized that in something we call the Cluster Initiative Performance Model, which has four big boxes. We have the setting where the cluster initiative takes place. Mm-hmm. We have the objectives, what it's trying to achieve. Third box is the process. How does this play out? What kind of financing do we get? What kind of governance, and so on. And the fourth box is the performance. Okay, so what is the result? What is the outcome of this cluster initiative?
So it was somehow also a guideline for practitioners to have a format of how to deal with a cluster initiative. At least my impression was that the broader discussion since the beginning of the 90s was not so much focusing on questions of initiatives and how to deal with them, mm-hmm. but you came up with your Green Book very much focusing on these aspects.
Shifting the focus from the clusters themselves to the cluster organizations, the cluster initiatives, the process behind those.
Yeah.
Exactly. And of course, we could draw some conclusions in the Green Book of what seems to work and what doesn't seem to work, but also a lot of conclusions about things that doesn't seem to be absolutely important. I mean, things that you don't necessarily have to do, things that might be context dependent. And there were a lot of assumptions about the degree of how much should government be involved, is it bad or good? And from the Green Book we draw the conclusion that actually government involvement in itself doesn't seem to be either a success or a failure factor. It depends on the context.
Mm, yep. Now, Gothenburg and the publication of the Green Book is 6 years ago.
Right.
We are again at the TCI conference.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some publications also. There was a Red Book published last year in South Africa. So several publications came up afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And between there we had the Blue Book.
Yes.
The full name is Cluster Initiatives in Developing and Transition Economies. Well, again, it was Orion Solvelle and Christian Kietl and myself who published that.
Mm-hmm. If you look back from now to 2003,
mm-hmm.
what advancements have we made since the publication of the Green Book.
Yes, I think the discussion has changed somewhat over these years.
It should have changed.
Yes, it should have, shouldn't it? And we're not in the same spot as we were in 2003. And I think one of the big reasons for this is that since then, so much more experience have accumulated in cluster initiatives. So there are more of them, of course. There are more examples. There is more to learn from. And they have been going on for longer times. So what in 2003 were comparatively small numbers of cluster organizations with comparatively short histories now are much larger numbers with much longer histories. There is more experience. This means, I think, that we start to understand much better what the different models are.
It's the models or the realities?
Well, what are the different ways of setting up cluster initiatives? And I think we are beginning to accept more and more that there is definitely not a convergence on one model. It's not one size fits all. It's not about finding the best way of conducting cluster initiatives. It's about finding ways which are adapted to the specific situation. And I think we are much more relaxed about this. There is much more acceptance that these organizations are different and there are components which work excellent in one context which doesn't work at all in another context.
Have we become more demand-driven in the whole cluster promotion during the last 6 years?
Oh, that's a tricky one. There is a large group of cluster initiatives which focus very heavily on innovation and R&D promotion. And for many of those, demand-driven innovation is a really key thing. And I think cluster initiatives really can play a great role in tapping into picking up demand, channeling impulses from industry back to academia. So cluster initiatives definitely have a role to play there. And I think many cluster initiatives manage to do this in a demand-driven way, definitely. But then on the other hand, I don't think that cluster initiatives are only about innovation and R&D promotion. It's not the only model we have. There are so many cluster initiatives which focus on completely different things. Export promotion, value chain development, for example. And they are good cluster initiatives too. So cluster initiatives don't necessarily have to be about innovation.
My impression was here at this conference, in difference to some other conferences, that we focused a little bit more here on quite technology push and innovation system initiatives.
Right.
Is that your impression also?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
What do you see as two main challenges now for the discussion ahead, also from this point of time now?
Right. Yes, I think there are a number of themes which keep popping up, and big unsolved problems which everyone is struggling with. Most of the cluster initiatives are struggling with. One of them is how to involve different kinds of firms, both small firms and large firms. Is there a way to set up a cluster initiative that taps into the resources of the big multinational anchor firms and at the same time manages to mobilize the small and medium-sized enterprises? And this is something which is not solved yet. I think in many, many cases, activating the SMEs is a big problem. And so this is certainly a challenge going ahead. How do we get both SMEs and multinationals involved in the best way? This is a very tricky one.
Just one comment on that. There was a discussion in the last years about global value chains and the importance of linkages between buyers and producers, global buyers and producers. You do not hear something about that here anymore. Is it still important to also focus a little bit more on this global value chain aspects on cluster development?
Yes, and there is a lot of discussion about how do our global relationships changing. Is it just about global value chain, or is it something much more complex, that more and more things are becoming global in a more and more complex way? I think that when we talk about cluster initiatives, if we are to work with clusters, the localized aspect of them is important. Of course, there are a lot of global things going on, and clusters depend on global links, they depend on access to global markets and access to global resources. So there is a lot of global things going on there. But also, at the same time, really what the core of the cluster idea is what is going on locally. Mm. So I don't really think the idea of virtual clusters, global clusters, removing the local part of it entirely. And in that case, it's not clusters anymore. It's certainly something going on. But I think at the core of the cluster ideas is the local aspect, that there is something going on within geographical proximity.
And that involves also the understanding of the local value chain.
Exactly.
The linkages between businesses, buyers, consumers, and producers.
Local processes, exactly. And that is not to say that global things don't happen. But what I mean is that if we take away the geographical proximity part, then it's not clusters anymore. Then we should call it something else.
But I interrupted you. That was the first challenge.
Right,
that you
okay. Right. The other one is something which has been an issue since 2003, and now we are getting more and more solutions, but there is no agreement yet on it, and it's I'm sure it's going to be a difficult issue for a long time, which is evaluation. How do we tell, how do we evaluate if cluster initiatives are successful or not? And in 2003, as I remember it, there were a few examples and a few ideas about how to do this. Today there are a number of practices established. Mm-hmm. There's for sure no agreement yet on how to do it.
No one solution,
exactly. And it's still a big question. I think this is something many people still ask themselves. Okay, how do we evaluate this? And I think that's the second big thing that needs to be addressed in over the next few years.
So that means very much understanding what the impact is also.
Exactly.
Of cluster initiatives, exactly. Of innovation initiatives.
How could we measure it, and what kind of impact do we hope for? Actually, I think in the end we will have to accept that getting very hard data on what the exact result of the money invested in cluster initiatives, what the exact result of that was, we will never be able to get a good answer on that. I think it's impossible to measure. But there are proxies and there are indicators that we can at least try to get.
Would be interesting to talk with you more time, but you have to leave to the airport.
Right.
Maybe just one last question. The topic here is learning clusters. What was for you the main learning during these last 3 days? I mean, you have been on a lot of TCIF conferences. Is it not always the same, or have you learned something?
Right, yes. Well, the value of a conference itself, I think that goes for almost any conference. The big thing that you really bring away from it is the contacts you've established with people. So it's what happens in the coffee breaks. It's the new people you meet and the connections you establish and maintain. That's the big thing. In terms of insight, a very interesting observation for me has been at a discussion which I think we saw a lot about in 2003, when that was the first time I attended a TCI conference, has kind of gone away, which is the big question about what is a cluster, how do we define it? And I don't hear much of that anymore. And it's okay, the question is posed now and then, but it's not a hot thing, it's not a sensitive thing anymore. And I think the reason for that is that we are accepting more and more that it's okay, there are different definitions, different cluster initiatives work with different clusters. It's okay to define it in different ways. The cluster initiatives have different objectives, they work with different kinds of industries, they work in countries with completely different institutional setups, in different legal and business contexts. So it's fine that we don't agree on a single definition or
but it's
clusters.
Also positive that everybody has now a general understanding of what it is. We do not have to use time for discussing
The
content.
People know more about what it is, they have formed their own ideas about it, and it seems that it's not such a sensitive thing anymore. It seems that every discussion doesn't start with, well, what do you mean by a cluster? We've moved a lot away from that stage, I think, which is very good.
Great, thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you.
And I hope you will get the flight.
I will. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's it for today's show. Remember to send us your comments to info@ledcast.net.